It's called the Driver Responsibility Program, and it adds a $250 annual charge for driving without insurance and, if applicable, another $250 charge for driving without a license. That charge is supposed to be paid for 3 consecutive years, and if violators can't pay the charge, their license is suspended. If it hadn't been already, they could face jail time and more fines. Edna Stout is a judge in Williamson County.
To take a driver's license from someone, okay, when they're dangerous on the road to you and to me, then let's take their driver's license from them. But if they don't have money, that's a different issue. We shouldn't be taking driver's license because they don't have money.
The money goes to fund trauma hospitals in Texas. So if the program were cut, lawmakers would face a lot of pressure to find another source of funding. Since the program was enacted in 2003, it's raised over $643 million for the more than 300 trauma facilities in Texas. Dinah Welsh is a lobbyist for the Texas EMS Trauma and Acute Care Foundation. She says the system still makes sense.
It was always about, if you're a bad driver, you cause more accidents, you cause more trauma, you should pay into the trauma system. And so that was the concept. And I would have to say, from the trauma perspective, the program is working.
Though the program collects a lot of money for trauma centers, it could collect more. According to the Department of Public Safety this spring, the program had billed over $3.2 billion in fines, but collected just $1.2 billion. Scott Henson is with the Texas Criminal Justice Coalition. He says the policy doesn't do what it's set out to do, make sure Texas drivers have insurance and valid driver's licenses.
We need to set those metrics and then try and develop policies that aim toward those. But trying to split the baby and say, oh, well, we want to have a little bit of good public policy maybe over here, but we can't get away from, you know, the cash cow.
The Texas House's Committee on Homeland Security and Public Safety has been working on a draft of the bill that would reduce the fines slightly. Changes to the law wouldn't happen until after next year's legislative session. For KWBU News in Waco, I'm Rylan Barton.